Hi there, Nishan.
Hello.
Hi there, Nishan. My name is Lupe. I'm speaking on a recorded line in regards for the Maryland sex abuse lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, no problem. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Oh, sure, why not?
Yeah, no worries. All right, let's get started here. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And then
Yeah.
has anyone sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding the Maryland sex abuse lawsuit?
Oh, no, not yet,
Not at
not at all.
all. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then who
Okay.
is filing this claim? It would be for yourself, correct?
Oh, yeah, this
It
will
would
be for myself.
for yourself. Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Oh, yes.
Alrighty. And then, have you received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
Oh, no, not at all.
No worries. And then,
Yeah.
do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No, like as of now, like I do not know anyone.
That's okay. And then I'll put NA here for you. And then have you ever been a registered sex offender?
Oh no, that was the first time when I go over there, and this all ha things happened with me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And before we jump ahead here, this question pertains to yourself. Have you yourself ever been registered a sex offender?
No.
Okay, no worries. That was just a question. I apologize. I know some of these questions could be a
That's
little hard.
okay. No,
And
that's okay.
yeah, thank you for understanding. And then, did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm really sorry to hear that. And then, what facility did this abuse occur?
When I was going in the church, so few of the people from the members over there working in the church, they were trying to you can say like touch me on my neck and my feet and my palms and everywhere while I was sitting alone near the garden of the church. So like they tried this with me like twice a week, and
Oh,
for
gosh.
1 month this practice was going on. So I complained about this, but no actions were taken.
So sorry about that. Complain, but no action
No actions were
was
taken.
taken.
Yeah, they told me to ignore it. They told me to just be quiet, stay away from them, do not go over there. But how shall this be? I don't understand why they did like this.
Okay, and I'm really sorry to hear about all that occurred. And before we jump ahead here, because I will ask to describe the abuse that occurred, and I wrote that down here so I won't forget that. What church, do you remember the church name of that facility?
Oh, right now I do not recall the name for that church. I'm very, very sorry.
It's okay, and I can try to
Because it's been
help
a
you.
longer time. It's been a longer time, so I don't remember the name over there. And
Okay.
I 6 years ago I just transferred from them, and right
Okay.
now I'm staying in the another state.
Is it okay, let's see here. Because in order to proceed here, because I am trying my best here to see if I can help you out here, we
Sure.
would need to confirm the facility where it, like where it was taken at, taking place at. So I can help you out with here. I have a list here. And see if I can you can recall the name of it, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see any churches here. Let's see here. Walter Pope Center. Okay, let's see here. This is a children's center. Alfred D. Noyes Children's Center. That's a children's center. We got Backbone Mountain Youth Center, Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center. We got Charles H. Hickory Junior School. That's a school. The other one's a detention. Let me try to find here some churches, okay? All right.
Okay.
I can't find. Let's see here, Maryland House of Corrections. Do you recall like how maybe perhaps the name could have started with?
I guess it starts with the letter T.
With the letter T it starts with? Okay, let me see if I can.
Right.
Did it start with like a Thomas, like in the beginning?
Yeah, I guess.
You
Yeah,
guess?
I guess Thomas.
Okay, because we need to confirm that. Bear with me here. Thomas Church, Maryland. See here at the Children's Center.
It was a Catholic church. As I remember, it was the Catholic Church.
Okay, let me look up here. Okay. Do you know what city it was in?
Let me remember. I know. Okay.
It's okay, take your time, and I don't mean to rush you here, okay? Because this is kind of hard to
Oh,
recall.
thank you.
Take your time.
Yeah. Let me think. It was in Baltimore.
Baltimore, Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
Baltimore. Okay.
I guess the church was in Arlington, if I guess like some of the people they were saying like Arlington, like I don't remember,
Like
but
Lincoln.
wow, yes, they were trying to say it's Arlington, Arlington, like some familiar words.
Lincoln. Let's see here. Okay, this is gonna be a little difficult here to find, because there's a lot of
Yeah.
churches coming up. Oh gosh. Okay, see here. Let's see here. Okay, House Maple Run Youth Center. Bear with me. Is there any way you can pull up your phone and try to see if you can help me out here as well? If you go on Google,
Okay.
look up what you think it
I guess
is.
like it was like the Greater Baltimore Church,
Baltimore.
yeah, Greater Baltimore Church.
Yeah, because when I looked that up, there's a lot of churches coming up. Okay. Let me see here. It was a type of a facility center, though, right? They wouldn't call it church. It'll probably be like a
Right.
some type of a youth center, maybe.
Yes, correct.
Because they would take care of you guys, correct?
Right.
Okay, yeah. This okay. So it was a church, but it perhaps has a different name to it. Okay, because they would take care of you guys there. So let me see. Baltimore, Maryland Church Center. Let me put youth center after that. I know you were a little kid at this time. How old were you when this occurred?
I was like 22.
Oh, you were around like 22 years old.
Yes, at right now, it's I indeed like when I was in the detention center, that at that time my age was 16.
Oh, okay. When the abuse occurred, you were around 16.
16, yes.
Okay. Oh, it was a de you said it was a detention center?
No, not detention center, like juvenile center.
Juvenile center. Okay.
Right.
Okay, juvenile. Department of Juvenile Justice Services.
Yes.
Let's see here. It was a juvenile center, okay. It's just we need to have that in order to move on, we need to have that facility name, and it comes with let's see here, juvenile center. Let me look up Baltimore.
Okay.
Baltimore, Maryland, juvenile. Oh, I did find one that came up here.
Oh,
Baltimore
that's good.
City, Baltimore City Juvenile Center, Justice Center, 300
Yes.
and Gay Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, that came up right away. And that is actually I already found the facility name. Department of Juvenile Justice Center, right?
Right.
Okay, I found it right here. And then let's see here. I have their address right here as well. So let me. So you said it was 300 and Gay Street, right? Baltimore, Maryland, 21202.
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming
Yes.
that. And I got their phone number here, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And then I know this may be a little hard to recall. And I can help you out here, kind of how to recall the year. What's your birth year right now? Oh, not right now.
I
What's your
was
birth
born
year?
in,
Sorry, what was?
it's July 21 of 1971.
So July 21 of 1971 is your date of birth?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were 16, you said, right? When the abuse
Yeah,
occurred? Okay,
I
let me.
guess like 86 or 87 I was over there.
16, 17 around there.
Yeah, like I was 16, 17, 16, I guess. Yeah,
Okay.
16 in
Okay.
86, 86 or 87. I was over there in
Okay.
the juvenile center.
Let me do the math for you just in case. So we add
Yeah.
16 to 1971, that will give us
Yeah, it's 87.
1987. Yep, you're correct.
Yeah.
And then so that would be when you were okay, let me see here. And then what month would you recall the month in that year?
Oh,
Perhaps when you
yeah, like in the March month.
March month, okay. Do you recall the day or do you want me to
Yes.
put the first?
Oh no, I do not
It's
remember the
okay.
dates. I'm really very
That
sorry.
is okay. I'll put the first of that year, okay? Of that month. 1987. Bear with me here. Alrighty, and then when you described me about the abuse, when you said those church members, when
Right.
they those members right there at that facility, when
Right,
they
who was working over there?
who was working there, when you said they do this twice a week, when you said touch your neck, your feet, and your palm, and I know this might
Right.
be a little little hard to hear
Yeah, I know, I
and talk
know.
about, did they touch you over your clothes or was it under your clothes?
Oh, under the clothes.
Under the clothes. Okay, I'm really sorry to hear that. So let me
Yes.
write down here what you just explained to me, okay?
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you. Alrighty, and then when he would touch you, you said it was he would touch your neck, you said your feet, then your palm,
Yes.
and then what else would he
Yeah, and
would
my legs and all this
your
stuff on my
and
legs.
palm. With me here. Okay, so I just described that here. Thank you for describing, about the abuse that occurred, and I'm
Yeah,
really sorry to
that's
hear
fine.
that. Okay, and then you
Okay.
said you were around 16 years old
Yes, at the time.
at the time of the abuse. Okay,
Yes.
and then what is your age now?
I guess like I am like in my 40s.
40s. So how old are you right now? Like 40.
Oh, I really did not calculate. I need to calculate. I guess
Oh
40,
no no oh no no
44.
no. Oh, right now you're 44, correct?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. No, yeah, just your current age right now. So you're 44 right now as you're speaking right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the abuser's role at the facility? Were they imp they were an employee, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what was the name of the abuser? Do you recall?
No, not at all.
No worries. And then, if you're not able to provide the name, are you able to provide a description on how you look like?
Oh yeah, like they were young people, like they were in their like 20s, 30s, like you can say 27 or 28. Okay, so
So
there were
it
2 to 3
w
people. Okay,
to,
yeah.
oh, was to okay.
Yeah, there was always a group of the people, and 2 to 3 people used to come and sit near by me.
People.
Yeah, so they were tall. Like one of I remember the one guy. He was tall. He was looking fair color. He was having a fair color. Okay, his hairs were long, and he also used to wear
Okay.
the
Okay.
white
Bear
color dress all the
with
time.
me, okay? I'm so sorry. So I'm gonna write here because it's more than one person. Try your best to describe like two of those people to three of them, okay?
Oh, sure, why not?
Cause yeah,
Yeah,
cause I
I can
put
describe three other people.
all
There
three
were
people.
like
So there were
two.
three.
Yeah, all the
Bear, but
yeah,
bear
I
with me, okay?
remember the
Go.
face.
Okay, first we're gonna start off with the first person, and let's go a little slow here, okay? Cause I'm gonna write down the description, okay?
Oh,
So
sure.
I wrote down here three people. They were around their 20s, and I put down here first person,
I know,
and
they
then
were in the 30s, like you can say like
30s.
in
Okay.
26 or 27, like the age was there.
Late 20s. They're late
Yeah,
20s. Okay.
late
All right.
20s.
And then how did the first person look like? Describe the first person.
So the first person was like he was like 7 feet, I guess, 7 feet
7 feet.
in the height. Yeah, and like he was a fair color. He was having a long hairs, okay, and he always used to wear like white clothes.
Always always, okay, so you said he was around 7 feet. Did you say he had long hair?
Like long hairs,
B
okay,
blonde or
and
long?
he was long.
Oh, long hair. Sorry about that.
It's
Long
fine.
hair.
Long
Long
hairs,
hair.
okay, and he was physically strong.
And then you said he
And
and always wore white, right?
right, he always used to dress white color in white clothes.
Wear white. Okay, so that would be the first person. And then
Yeah.
second
Two were
person.
the I guess they were the you can say the Africans, like they look like Africans people.
African American.
Yeah.
Both
African
of them, right? The
American
second
people.
and the third one.
Right, but they were both
Okay.
second and third, okay. And I guess like one was already in the jail. He already had a jail, and he used to come over there to have a word with their friends. And he used to sit over there with them, and used to go here and there and always tease people. One of the guy from them.
Okay. By, let me see here. By three workers. Hikers 2017. All right, bear with me here. All
Sure.
righty, so you said, okay, so I left off here on the second person. He was African American. What describe, was he like, did he have long hair, short hair?
No, he was like he did not have long hair, so the
Short
hairs
hair.
were very small. Yeah,
Short
short
hair.
hairs, the hairs were very small. He was like fat, and his height might be like normal people, like 5.5, something like
Five,
that.
okay, yeah, hi. Hi, 5 feet, 5.5. Okay, and then
The third person, he was a criminal, I guess. I heard a story from one of my friend over
oh,
there when
cleaner,
she was, yeah, a criminal, you can
cleanup.
say. He was a no, criminal.
Oh,
Criminal, he
criminal.
had
Okay,
a
okay.
jail. Yeah, he was when he was in his 20s, he had a jail for 3 years. Well, one of my known person who was with me over there at that time, she told me the story of that guy, so I remember that guy.
Okay, I put known as a criminal. Okay. And then so that's for the second. Okay, so we're done here with the second person. Third person now, the last guy. Third person, let me put here a third person. So we're gonna start off with the height with him, okay? So third person. And thank you so much for describing. I know it's a little hard to talk about, okay?
Nah, that's fine. That's
Thank
fine.
you,
I
yeah.
want that people should at least
Justice,
get
yeah.
something just with like
Yeah,
that's it.
of course. Of course, and that's what
Yeah,
I'm here to
that's
do.
why I just
But how
heard
about,
about this. Like I was checking my Facebook and I just saw the ad coming up, like popping up again and again. So I just clicked on it and I read all those things and I thought like I was one of the victim, so I should apply.
Yeah,
So
of
I applied
course.
from the Facebook.
Of course, of course. And then for the third person, was he African American? Was he white?
Oh,
Was
he
he?
was the African
Oh, the sec
American,
the third,
actually.
the third African. Yeah, I
Third
remember you
person are the
mentioned.
same.
Yeah, and then the first person I recall, I never asked you, what was his ethnicity? Do you recall?
He was a fair color. He didn't look like Africans,
Did he
but
look
he
Hispanic
was.
or white or
No, he was speaking good English,
good
but
English?
I don't
Okay.
recall. Yeah, good English.
Okay, I'm gonna put does not recall ethnicity. Does not. With me here. All right, so third person, African American, and then all righty, what would be his height? Do you recall?
Same like 5.5.
5.5 as well? Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Hairs was short.
Short hair as well. Okay,
Yeah.
short.
And he was very thin, actually, in the he
Oh,
was very thin guy.
he was a what? Sorry about that.
He was a very thin guy.
Thin guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so that covers the description. I kind of already copy and paste that here. Alrighty, and then what was their role in the above mentioned facility? They were just do you recall what the
They
role
were they were cleaning the garden all the time.
there were
Whenever I saw them, like they were cleaning the gardens.
they. Okay. Would you say like janitors, or would you say like a cleanup group, or
Cleaners. I would like to
clean
say like they were the cleaners.
cleaners? Okay. And then how many times? I know this is kind of a hard question here. How many times were you abused during this time frame?
Okay, see, I guess like 4 months they repeatedly did the same things. Okay, in a week, like once or twice in a week, they were always used to be gathered over there, and they used to tease the people over there. They used to touch them forcefully. Not only me, the girls over there, they always used to be get threatened by them. And always, like, when one of our group they went and complained about them, but the people over there, they just told us to ignore. We will be removing them, we will be taking action, but no actions were taken.
Oh
And after
gosh.
like after 2 months the same thing happened. And then like I told like I cannot be over here, so they told me like you do not go over there, you be in this zone. So my zone was being changed. So I after that, after 4 to 5 months, I was not going to that church. I was going to the
Oh.
different.
That's and I'm really glad that you moved places, after all experiencing all that. I'm really glad you moved places.
Because like the torture was not bearable to me.
Exactly. Oh gosh. I'm so sorry to hear what everything you've been through, honestly.
Oh,
Oh
thank you,
gosh.
Jay.
No, no worries. And then so you said and I can help you out here. How many times were you abused during this time frame? So you said it was like twice a week, and you were there for about, you said, 4 months. So there's
4
four,
months, yeah.
yeah. So there's 4 weeks.
More than 15 times.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, of course. So if let me do the math for you here. So if there are 4 weeks in a month, 2 times 4 is 8. So that would equal to 8 times a month. So we multiply
Yeah.
8 times 4, because 4 months, that would equal 32. Does that sound about right? Around like 32
Yeah,
times?
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No worries, yeah. And then where did this abuse occur within the facility? Do you recall?
Come again? I did not get your question.
It's asking where did the abuse occur within the facility? Like, where in the facility did it did
Yes, within the facility.
Oh
Within the
yeah.
facility.
Yeah. What, like inside where the facility, inside the juvenile, like where did it take place? It's asking.
Oh, like, there was a garden in the juvenile
Oh, gar
center.
garden. Okay. That's it. That's all I
Yeah, in the
needed to know.
garden.
Garden.
Yep.
Okay. And then the abuse type was sexual abuse, and we confirmed that already. And I'm really
Yes.
sorry to hear that. And did you disclose any abuse to somebody, to someone?
Yes,
Okay.
with my colleagues who was over there, and after that, like, I complained to the higher authorities who was taking care. Okay, but from the higher authorities, no action was taken. So after all disrespectful, I forced them to change my zone.
Action was taken. Yeah, okay. So I put colleagues in higher authority, but no action was taken. And it says
Yes.
here, alrighty. Okay. Alrighty. And then, okay. So it's asking here, can you provide more details about what you disclosed with them? Like, what did you disclose with the colleagues and
Oh
higher up?
yeah, why not? The colleague, see, we were like a part of the juvenile center, everyone over there. So they also tell, like, when I used to tell them, like, these guys are doing like these things, they are touching over here and there. And then they also told, like, these things happen with us as well. And
Okay.
they also tried to raise it to the higher authorities, but
I think.
they got the same answer, like, we will be doing something, but they did not do anything. So right now we are
Okay.
just sitting and just accepting the situation, what is over here.
Okay. And then when you talk to the higher authority as well, did you disclose the same thing you disclosed with me? Basic.
Yes, the
Okay.
we disclose the same things.
Okay. No worries. Let me put this down here for you, okay? So told call
Okay.
so I'm gonna put down here told colleagues if this has happened to them as well, and if they have disclosed this with authorities, okay? So I'm gonna put this here. So told colleagues if this has happened to them as well, and if they have told any authority about it. Alrighty. I told colleagues if this has happened to them as well, and if they have told any authority about it, and told higher authority and same thing. And this goes the same thing. And this goes the same thing. Goes the same thing. Okay, sounds good. Bear with me, I'm about finished here. Facility, there you go. Okay, and then if yes, when did you tell them? Do you recall when you told them, like the year?
Like after 1 month, like in the 87 itself, after 1 month of this situation, I was getting again and again. I told them after 1 month.
Okay, so you said the abuse started like in March of 1987. Would this have been like in April?
Right, in
Oh
April,
wait,
like first or
wait.
second week.
Oh wait, but you were there for about like 4 months though. Sorry about that. 'Cause remember the
Yeah.
abuse started like 4 months. So you told them like soon as the abuse started 1 month in, you were still going there 3 months afterwards, or did you tell them 4 months after?
I told them after 1 month,
Okay.
but 3 months no action was taken. So after
Okay.
3 months, I
You got
started
it.
forcing them to change my zone.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. No worries. 1987, right? Let me see here. Yeah, 1987. Alrighty, so I got that. And then, how has the abuse affected your life?
Oh,
So,
it
tough
was
question.
very like I was not able to share with these things with anyone. Like, because this is not a thing like which we can share easily with
Yeah,
our friends and
exactly.
family members, right?
Exactly.
So all these things, it's still in my head, and I always, whenever I remember this, I still get a goosebumps on my hands.
Oh my
Okay,
gosh,
so
that's
like
strange.
I'm just trying to forgive these things, but anyhow, like whenever, like you know, whenever I'm sleeping, it come in my dreams and all this stuff
Oh,
happen.
really
So
sucks.
right now, I haven't shared this with anyone,
Yeah.
but right now I thought like many people are getting victims of this, so we should take an initiative and
Yeah,
speak about it to
of
this.
course. So what I understood from here was you're really traumatized after experiencing all this, and when you say dreams, you mean like nightmares, of course, correct? Like you're really
Right.
traumatized and having really nightmares after all of
Yes.
this, right? Okay, I'm really sorry about that. Let me put this down here for you. Was really traumatized and is still and is still having nightmares. All right, and then it's asking here, are you currently employed?
Currently, no, I'm not.
That is okay.
My daughter, she is working.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. And then, was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
No worries. And then, do you have any corroboration that you were at the do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? I'm not sure what that bear with me here.
Right now, I like paperwork. You need to say like paperwork that I was in that center, something like that.
Yes, yeah,
Right.
that word basically means evidence which confirms or supports a statement, theory, or finding. Yeah, meaning
I
like anything.
guess I was having, I have some kind of papers. Like when I was released from the juvenile center,
Okay.
they gave me like paper, but right now it's not handy with me, so I do not know where I have kept it. I have to find it out.
Okay, no, I'll put that down here as well. So, do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Any proof, meaning? And you said yes, but you're unsure where the paperwork is at, okay? I'm gonna put down that.
Right.
has put that down. Put down has juvenile paperwork, but is unsure where it is. Has juvenile paperwork, but is unsure where it is. Okay, and then let's see here. And then, I already know this answer, but for the recorded line, we are required to ask, can you please confirm your gender for me?
It's a female.
Thank you. And then, are you single, married, divorced, widowed?
Oh, I am a single mother child.
Yeah, no worries. And then your first name, it's spelled Neshawn, is that correct? Nishan?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then is your last name spelled more as in Moore?
Correct.
Thank you so much. Let me put that here for you. Is there any middle name I can put down here for the initial?
Oh, no, not at all.
No worries. And then you already provided your date of birth. I have here July 21st of 1971, correct?
Correct.
All right, let me put that through. So that would be 7/21/1971. Okay. And then, in order for the attorneys to pull up medical records, can you please provide me with your last four of your social?
Sure. 3749.
You said 3749?
Yes.
Alrighty. All right, and then I have your email here. Please confirm if it's correct. NSHAWN721@yahoo.com.
Yeah, but I guess like I need to put my daughter's email over there because this email is I cannot access anymore.
Oh, you can't
So
access it
is
anymore.
that
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
because if it is okay, like, can I update my daughter's email? Because in my mobile also, like, my daughter's email is logged in. So is that
Okay.
okay if I update her email?
Yeah, do you know it right now as of yet or no?
Oh yeah, I know, I know. I can just look into my phone and I can just give it to
Yeah,
you.
pull that up for me and then
Okay,
please
just a
provide me.
moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're about finished here. After this, I'm just gonna ask for an address and an emergency contact
Sure.
info if you would like to put your daughter down. But yeah, let me
Okay.
just
So yeah. So the email ID for him is in K as in kite, A as in
Wait.
alpha.
Oh, sorry about that. Can you start that over?
Oh yes. K as in email
Kite.
is a kite, A as in alpha, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, V as in Victor. I as in India, C as in, can't say like cat.
E as in cat. Oh, E as in elephant, or yeah, C as in cat, you said.
No, C as
C,
in cat.
sorry. Okay, yeah.
T as in Tom. O as in Oscar. R as in Romeo. The number 18 at gmail.com.
Okay, let me repeat that for you. So I got here, K as in kite, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, E as in Eric, R as in Robert, I as in igloo, C as in cat, T as in Tom, O as in octopus, R as in Robert, 18@gmail.com.
Now, after KANE, it's V as in victory.
B as in Victor. I'm sorry. Oh, so Kane Victor 18 at
18
gmail.com.
gmail.com, right?
Okay, got that. Okay, thank you so much. So I already got that. Thank you so much. And then your primary phone number, is it the one we're speaking on? 484-850-8994?
8994, correct.
Correct. Is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then can you please provide me with your home address?
Yes, it's 2811 141 Place.
Oh wait, is it together? So 2811
No.
and then space, right?
Yes, space. After that, 141 Place. Blue Island, Illinois.
Got that. I got that. So I got 2811141 place, Blue Island,
Correct.
Cook County,
Illinois.
Illinois 60406.
06, that's correct. You
And
got
then
me.
it, yeah, is this a house or is there like an apartment letter or a unit number?
It's an apartment.
Okay. What's the apartment letter or number?
It's apartment A.
As an apple.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. And then have you ever received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
Oh, no, not at all.
No worries. And then, alrighty. And then I'm moving on here to our last thing here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. And then you said, would you like to provide your daughter as an emergency contact or?
Oh, yes.
All right, and then does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna put here lives with, and then what's her first name?
Alexis.
Alexis, Alexis.
Alexis, correct.
Thank you.
Alexis Moore.
Same as you, right? Okay.
Right.
So Moore. Okay.
Yes.
And then what is her phone number?
It's 213. 923-0566.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat this for you. I got 213-923-0566.
That's correct.
All right, and then that is your daughter, of course, correct?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna put that down. And then it's asking for emergency contact name. I already have it down since we got hers instead of yours since you don't have access to
Oh,
yours.
yes.
So let me put that down here. KaneVictor18@gmail.com. Let me put that right here. Okay, I got that right here. Alrighty. And then same address as you as well. Since she lives with you. Let me put that right here. Alright, got that, got that. So yeah, bear with me here. It looks like everything here is complete. I will be sending you a some a doc documents, which is a DocuSign that requires some signatures and initials in order for the law firms to reach out to you. So let me read this closing
Okay.
script here before I submit the information, okay?
Okay.
So all right, here, let's see here. All right, Nishan. All right, Nishan, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, which is A4D Pawlowski, the law firm will be reaching out a law to finalize your claim. And I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, please sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And I'm gonna be texting you on my direct number, Dinashan, with the law firm name and the law firm number, just to confirm with you, okay? And then
Okay.
can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me
Oh,
today?
yes.
Okay.
Oh,
And then do you,
yes, I'm
okay.
available.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much. And then, do you have any questions before I submit your information here that sends those documents?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay,
Not. I
no
just
worries.
want the people to get justice.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
it.
And that's what I'm here to help you out with, okay? And then
Okay.
let's see here. And I'm gonna send this through SMS since you said this is your daughter's email. So let me just put SMS, and
Okay.
if you don't receive it, I'll send it both ways, okay? So let me just check
Okay.
if all the information I put down here is correct. Alrighty. So let me just correct your, let me just confirm your information, okay? So I have the spelling of your first name as NESHAWN for your first name, Nishan. And then Your last name I have spelled Moore, correct? For your name?
That's correct.
Alrighty. And for your date of birth, I have 7/21/1971. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and then for your last four of your social, I have 3749. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, so let me submit this here. SMS and now. All right, bear with me here. Let me refresh this here. Bear with me here. With me here. Bear with me here. Saying error when I submit it. It might be. Bear with me here. Oh, okay. I don't know why that erased. I put daughter for emergency relationship and it took that off. That's why it wasn't letting me submit that. That's so odd. So daughter is the emergency relationship. I recall putting daughter though. That's so odd. Okay. Sorry about that. I was so confused on that. I don't know why it wasn't
Yeah,
letting me
that's fine.
submit. Okay, now it is submitting. So you should be receiving a text message with the documents received. Bear with me. Now it's saying invalid. I apologize. Bear with me.
Okay.
Send error. Why requesting soon.
You can mail me, that's fine.
What was that?
Oh, you can mail me if you're not able to send me the text, that's
Oh, okay,
fine.
yeah. Yeah, but bear with me. It would be a quicker
Sure.
procedure if I do send this through text or email. So bear with me here,
Sure.
okay? I'm not sure why he's doing this. Put you on a quick hold, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, Nishan, my supervisor helped me out here, so she was really helpful.
Oh, okay.
So it says successfully sent. I sent it through email and text message. I know it's your daughter's email, but
Yeah,
you
it was
received it as a
through.
text as well, okay? It should have came up as guadalupe@masstorchstrategies.com, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and I do want to let you know on that document, it will ask you to provide a driver's license ID or any type of government ID, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and then while you are looking at that, click on that link. It'll take you straight to those documents. I'm gonna be prepping up a text message to send you the law firm information, okay?
Yeah, I received the text message.
Yeah, if you click on that link, it'll take you right to those documents, okay?
Yeah, I received it. I just clicked on that link.
Perfect, okay. Take a
It's
look at
saying, do I
that.
need to click on the start?
Yeah, you're gonna, yeah, exactly, the start. You're doing a great job. All right, Nishan, I'm prepping up a
It's
text message.
saying they need my signature.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Do I need to do a signature, or it's saying it's showing me a previews? I
Oh.
can select any
Oh,
one of them.
you can, yeah, if you put your name, you can sell it. It's up to you. If you want to do your own signature, or you can do the select style. I personally always like telling my people that I speak with to do their own signature and try to do their best. But it's totally up to you, okay?
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Do I need to upload my driving license right now?
Yes, it's gonna be towards the end. It's like a clip, little clip thing you click.
Yeah, I
It asks for.
know, but right now I am in my aunt's house,
Oh,
so
okay.
my document is at the home, so it will take like 2 hours to reach me over there.
That's
So
okay.
is it okay?
Of course that is. Yeah. So before I let you go then, yeah, I can give you a call in 2 hours if you would like when you're home.
Oh sure, why not? What's your good name? I
Yeah,
forgot it, sorry.
my name is Lupe. No, I'm gonna be prepping up. I'm already prepping up a
Lupa.
text message to send to you. That's gonna be my direct number, so
Okay.
don't hang up just yet. Let me
Sure,
just confirm
no
if you get my
problem.
text message, okay?
Okay.
A4D. Gotta let me hear. So 855-659. Bear with me. 2387. Okay, bear with me.
Wait, let me check in my phone if I have the photo of my driver's license. Is that okay with you? Hello? Looping? Yeah.
I'm still here. Sorry, I'm prepping up a text
Okay,
message. I'm almost
so
done here.
don't worry, I'm uploading my driver's license. Okay, I'm
Okay.
just waiting it to get upload.
Okay.
Okay, I was having a photo of my driving license. Oh yes, I have done it successfully. Now can you please check? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, of course. Bear with me. It's 'cause I was texting
Yeah,
you, but let me go
please.
to the documents real quick.
Okay.
Checking the documents right now. Phillips. Okay. All right. So I got the law firm name and number. So it's actually going to be Phillips Law Group. Okay. That is a law firm. I'm already going
Okay.
to text it to you. So you're going to remember the law firm. Okay. Because we work with multiple law firms. But for this one, I already
Okay, got
confirmed what
you.
it is. Let me put your phone number here. And then it still says, oh, there you go. I did see you uploaded a doc, your picture. Actually, yeah, you sent your you uploaded your picture. You just haven't signed the documents yet. But hold up, okay? Let me
Okay.
I'm almost done. Let me just put your number here. Okay, I got your
Oh
number
yeah, now
here.
I've completed. Can you see the receipt?
Yeah, let me refresh it, okay? Bear with me. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much. Hi, Nashawn.
Thank
Sending,
you.
sending. All right, so I just texted you on my phone number. All right, let me refresh it now on the document. So I just texted you. Let me refresh it. Loading. Yeah, it says completed, Nishan. You did a great job. And you uploaded your picture as well. So you did a really great job. Let me see this real quick. Oh yeah. Beautiful signature. You did your initials correctly. You did a great job on everything actually. Let me see the picture of your ID. Yeah, you did a beautiful picture. Yeah, you did a good you can see the picture really clearly. And then let me see the other picture. I mean the other document here. Okay, that is not needed. See this one right here, the last box here. Got that. Signature. Okay, yeah, everything's great here. So now what's gonna happen here, Nishan? My quality assurance team here is gonna review the call and the documents, check out everything is correctly before submitting this to the law firm. Okay, shouldn't take too long.
Okay.
And then you have my direct number, so if you have any further questions, please feel free to call me or text me on that number that I texted you on. That is my direct
Sure.
number. Okay, Nishan.
Okay, thank you, Ruben.
Oh, no, you're welcome. You have a beautiful day, okay? It was a pleasure talking to you.
You. Oh, you
Yeah.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care, Nishan. Bye-bye.